This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes. The cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, then why not give us a call? That's right, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And when you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. Well, here's your chance to get on national radio. Here's your chance to have your thoughts heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And if you want to find out more about what I do, then go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about the exploration of the universe in the future of manned exploration, the exploration of the universe. So the book is called The Future of Humanity, that is, Humanity in Outer Space. Previous books include The Future of the Mind, talking about incredible developments as we use physics, modern physics, to probe the thoughts of the living brain, telepathy, telekinesis, things that were once considered preposterous, like recording a dream we can do in the laboratory. This sounds like magic, but no, it's nothing but modern physics. And the book is called The Future of the Mind. And in another book I've written, Physics of the Impossible, I talk about warp drive, higher dimensions, wormholes, teleportation, all the stuff you see in science fiction movies. I explain what is possible, what is plausible, and what is downright impossible with today's technology. And so, once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, or my Facebook site. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and about 1 million people pick up my tweets every week on Twitter. Okay, well, let's just jump right into the first listener phone call.
Hi there, Michio Kaku. My name is Lance Rome, calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was just wondering, based on elementary, but has anything changed in discovering why the sky is blue? Last I remember from, you know, school way back then is light being reflected off of water molecules or anything like that. Just wondering if anything's changed or become more clear. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks.
Yeah, well, actually, it was over 100 years ago that a physicist by the name of Rayleigh worked out what happens when light scatters when it hits something like water vapor or whatever. And it turns out that blue light scatters the most. Red light scatters the least. Now, when you look at the night sky and you look at the day sky, you're looking at the sun in different phases. During the day sky, for example, you look up, you're not looking at the sun at all. You're looking at scattered light that's scattered from sunlight. So light from the sun hit an air molecule or water molecule and then went to your eyeball. That's why the sky is blue. The sky is blue because blue scatters the most. And when you look up in the day sky, you're looking at scattered light. Now, when you look at the sunset, you're looking directly at the sun through a tremendous amount of air. And that means you're looking at red. Red light, because most of the blue has scattered away. Red light scatters the least. And so when you look at the sun at sunset, you're looking at the sun, sun's light that has pretty much already scattered away all the blues, leaving red. And the last question is, well, why is the night sky black? Believe it or not, that has something to do with the origin of the universe itself. You see, common sense says that the universe should be infinitely old with an infinite number of stars and should be uniform. Well, if that common sense idea is true, that means everywhere you look in outer space, your eyeball will zoom in on a star. Every point has a star. Therefore, the sky should be on fire. The sky should be white, not black. And your eyes should melt because of all the radiation that's pouring down into your eyeball. So why is the night sky black rather than blazing white? Well, the answer actually was first worked out by the mystery writer Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe was, in fact, an amateur cosmologist, believe it or not. He was an amateur astronomer, and he figured it out. And that is, when you look at the night sky, eventually you hit a cutoff. The night sky is a time machine. You're looking backwards in time when you look at the distant stars, and at some point there's a cutoff. There's no more light beyond that. And what is that cutoff? The Big Bang itself. So believe it or not, the reason why the night sky is black is because the universe is finite in its age. There was a beginning. And Edgar Allan Poe was the first one to write that down in print. Amazing. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Frederick Moore. Listening from KFQD, Anchorage, Alaska. I was wondering, do you support the plans for orbiting lunar outposts or Dr. Zubrin's idea of going directly to the moon and then on to Mars? Thank you.
Actually, the question you raise goes to the very heart of NASA's policies for the exploration of the moon and Mars. There's a split. There's a split among space scientists. NASA has decided to go back to the moon to create a space station that orbits the moon just like the International Space Station orbits the Earth today. That's like a halfway house. From there, we will launch an ion rocket to Mars. So NASA envisions a two-step policy. First step is to go back to the moon, create a lunar orbiter around the moon, and from there, launch a rocket to go to Mars. Other people, as you pointed out, say, humbug, what a waste of time and resources. Why not simply jump to Mars all at once? Save money, save costs. Because, of course, the lunar orbiter will cost billions of dollars to create and maintain. This is a debate that's going on right now, and we have different plans to implement both procedures. The SLS booster rocket, which is funded by NASA directly, is basically outfitted to go to the moon. However, Elon Musk of SpaceX says, why bother with the moon? Why not jump to Mars all at once with a bigger rocket, bigger than the SLS, called the BFR. B stands for big, R stands for rocket, and F stands for your imagination. So Elon Musk says, why bother with a halfway measure? Why not jump to Mars directly? So which way are we going to go? Well, it's not clear. Both sides are presenting their case right now. At the current time, the Trump administration is leaning toward going back to the moon and then using that to piggyback a way to go to Mars. However, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. That's right. This is the time when you can talk back to the radio. How often have you been listening to the radio or the internet and something pops up and you're just dying to ask a question or make a comment, but hey, you're all alone. It's just you and the computer and the radio. Well, what you can do is talk to me. That's right. Give me a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. When you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you'll be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So, give us a call. Okay, let's move right on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Mr. Kaku. I'm a big fan of yours, and my name is Hakran Chidu. I'm calling from Texas, and I was just getting to your videos. I think I've almost finished reading of your book on parallel worlds, and I think I'm totally falling into it. I'm getting in love with everything, whatever you write, and I'm also taking notes and trying to understand the things or in the form of equations, anything. You know, I'm just getting into a bunch of stuff, everything with regards to theory of everything. And I think there was one quote you also mentioned in one of your YouTube videos, that the theory of everything could be possibly a theory of salvation for an intelligent life to exist beyond. I think that may go into 2050, or, you know, can be can fulfill the purpose for 2100. So my long story short, my question is that, first of all, I would like to know about the term dimensions. I was also watching one of the YouTube video for a professor of physics named Lisa Randall, who was discussing about four dimensions. You know, we have X and Y, and, you know, forward, backward, up and down, and time, which was discovered by Albert Einstein. And so, but if I go into string theory, I do really want to understand about 11 dimensions when they mentioned in string theory especially, and I know that you have found the theory, and I really want to know this answer so that it can really enhance my curiosity, and, you know, it can answer my questions so that my understandability can really grow, and I'm hopefully looking forward for your answer. Thank you.
Okay, let me try to break down that question into its component parts. First of all, as you correctly mentioned, I work on the theory of everything. There's even a Hollywood movie called The Theory of Everything, which won the Oscars, about the life of Stephen Hawking, the late Stephen Hawking, a colleague of mine, about string theory, which we think is the theory of everything. But you also talked about salvation, that is there a practical application of string theory? And the answer is potentially yes. The latest cosmological data indicates that the universe will die in ice, not in fire, but in ice. The universe is going to expand to the point where it's going to get really cold trillions of years from now, and the stars will blink out. The universe will consist of a mist of black holes, dead neutron stars, and radiation, and it's going to get awfully cold. And some people think that, well, when we hit the big freeze, that is the end of everything. That's right, the end of everything. However, there's an escape valve. And that is, why not leave the universe? If the universe gets so cold that we're all going to freeze to death, then why bother to wake up tomorrow morning knowing that it's all for naught? No matter what we do, we're going to face the death of the universe. But you see, trillions of years from now, we'll have technology trillions of years more advanced than what we have today. And that leaves a possibility of creating a wormhole through hyperspace to go to another universe which is warmer and perhaps mess up that universe as well. You also mentioned that, yes, these universes exist in other dimensions. So let me explain that. Well, when children go to the science museum, you can often hear mommy and daddy talk about the expanding universe. But then the children say, but mommy, daddy, what is the universe expanding into? If the universe is everything, how can you expand into something beyond everything? Well, think of a bubble. We think our universe is a three-dimensional bubble, but it's floating in a much larger arena, and that arena is hyperspace, another dimension. So we're like ants. Ants walking on a balloon. The balloon is very big, and the balloon is expanding. And so the ants think that the balloon is flat. Actually, it's curved. It's curved in a dimension that the ants cannot visualize. Hyperspace, the third dimension. Well, we physicists think, though we cannot yet prove, that our universe is 11-dimensional. Why 11? Because in 11-dimension, all the mathematical inconsistencies of the quantum theory disappear. That is, the quantum theory selects its own dimensionality. Usually when you create a scientific theory like Newton's laws of motion, you can formulate Newton's laws of motion in any dimension you want. 3, 4, 5, doesn't care. However, string theory says that only in 11 dimensions do all the singularities, anomalies, and all the things that kill you disappear. And that's why we think that the universe originally started in 11 dimensions. So think of a bubble bath. Our universe being a bubble, floating in a much larger universe, this bubble bath of 11-dimensional hyperspace. Now, of course, you need more information than this. Well, go to my book. I have a book called Hyperspace and also Parallel Worlds, two books in which I try to explain what the hell is hyperspace and what does it mean if one day our salvation may be to leave our universe and go into another dimension. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Yes, hello, this is Ray, and I was wondering about in the quantum domain, K-Talk Radio, Salt Lake, Utah, and about quantum domain, I was wondering what this non-locality means, and also what Einstein called spooky physics. That if one, it's hard to measure it because the observer changed the measurement. Thank you.
Well, gee, we have quite a few questions about the quantum realm. First of all, the quantum realm is the atomic realm, the realm inside the atom, and that's what I do for a living. I'm a quantum physicist. I publish papers on the quantum theory, and in the quantum theory, we have bizarre phenomena that even puzzled Einstein. Einstein was puzzled by the fact that the quantum theory is very successful, giving us transistors and lasers and all sorts of wondrous technology that you find in your living room. But quantum theory is a bizarre theory. First of all, most theories are local. That is, if you kick a ball, the ball moves away from your foot. That's locality, that things push against adjacent objects that are right next to you. One ball kicks against another ball, kicks against another ball locally. However, things can be non-local. Non-local is what you have when you kick a football here, and then another football on the other side of the earth suddenly moves all by itself. Now, of course, you may say to yourself, that's ridiculous. Obviously, the universe is local. You kick a ball, and the ball moves. You don't kick a ball, and something on the other side of the earth moves. That would be non-local. But you see, the universe really is non-local. And this is something that puzzled Einstein, and he created an experiment to demolish the quantum theory. It's called the EPR experiment. You can Google it, EPR experiment. And that is, let's say you have a flashlight that emits two photons in opposite directions. Okay? One flashlight that emits photons in opposite directions. And photons, particles of light, have a spin associated with them, spin up or spin down, let's say. If one light beam has spin up, then the other necessarily has spin down because of what is called conservation of spin, conservation of angular momentum. So Einstein said, aha, if you measure the spin of one photon and it's spin up, then how do you know the spin of the other photon? It must be spin down. Common sense. The two must cancel. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and I'll say a few things about non-locality, which is enough to blow your mind. After all, it blew Einstein's mind. So we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and ask that question, and perhaps you can get on national radio.
Yeah.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The calls continue for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign amidst allegations of sexual harassment and groping. But he said again Friday he is not going to resign.
Look, it's very simple. I never harassed anyone. I never abused anyone. I never assaulted anyone. And I never would.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand on Friday called for Cuomo's resignation. They're the most powerful Democrats yet to call for the governor to leave office, saying in a joint statement that it's become clear Cuomo has lost the confidence of politicians and the public. More than 55 New York Democrat legislators signed a letter Thursday calling for his resignation as well. A seventh woman has emerged with allegations of sexual misconduct against him. Former reporter Jessica Bakeman, the latest to come forward, accused Cuomo of sexual harassment. This is USA Radio News. The city of Minneapolis is paying an unprecedented settlement to the family of George Floyd.
The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a $27 million settlement with the family of George Floyd, whose death in police custody last year sparked a summer of riots, unrest, and looting, and a racial reckoning over law enforcement's treatment of black suspects.
The financial compensation most directly impact George Floyd and his family, the future of their family. But it is the policy reforms that affects all of us.
News of the settlement comes as jury selection continues in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The family's attorney Ben Crump speaking in that report. Stimulus payments arriving in bank accounts this weekend. The Treasury Department and IRS say they have already started processing the third round of stimulus payments. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. You get right to us. Call the number 612 612- 866-564-8135. You'll hear a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Make that comment. Make that question that's always been bothering you. Maybe you're at the dinner table with your kids tonight, and they ask you a homework problem about science that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to get to the telephone and call 612-564-8135 and put your children on the phone and have them ask that homework question that has puzzled you and the entire family. And so once again, you can be part of Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question about locality and non-locality. First of all, our common sense idea is that the world is local. You kick a football, and the football moves right next to your foot. Things move because they're touched by something adjacent to it, right next door to it. However, things would be non-local if you could kick a football here, and a football on the other side of the earth suddenly moves. Well, Einstein said, that's preposterous. No one's ever seen that. Things are always local. You kick a football, the football moves. Not an object on the other side of the earth. But you see, Einstein was wrong on this question. We measured this in the laboratory. I have two particles of light, two photons that fly out in opposite directions. One photon is spin up. As soon as you measure it, you know that the other photon is spin down. Now, how fast did that information travel from one photon to the other? Well, it was instantaneous. If one photon is spin up, then instantly, you know, faster than the speed of light, then the other photon is spin down. Well, Einstein thought, aha, you cannot go faster than the speed of light. Obviously, the quantum theory is wrong. Well, we've done the experiment. Sorry about that, Albert. We have done the experiment, and Einstein was wrong on this question. Some form of information traveled faster than light from one point to another. Amazing. Now, to be fair, we should point out that Einstein does have the last laugh. It turns out that the information that traveled instantaneously is random information. It's unusable. So, in other words, yes, Einstein was partly wrong. Things can go infinitely fast, but the things that go infinitely fast are useless. That is, they have no net usable information. You cannot send Morse code this way. So for you Trekkies out there who think that you can talk to the Federation headquarters faster than the speed of light by going through subspace communicators, that's how Captain Kirk talks to Starfleet Command. Well, sorry about that. You cannot send messages instantly fast using non-locality. Sorry about that to all you Trekkies out there. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Brandon from Manhattan, and I also sent you a YouTube. I have a theory about quantum entanglement communication. The way I think it would work is if you put to the keyboard and quantumly entangled particles.
So the quantum realm really is bizarre. It violates common sense. It has only one thing going for it. It is obviously correct. Transistors, lasers, everything in your living room, all the electronics depend on the quantum theory. So sorry about that. The quantum theory violates common sense. In some sense, electrons can be two places at the same time. But hey, that's the way the universe is. Sorry about that. The universe, in some sense, does not care about your common sense. Common sense only takes us so far. So, let's take a short commercial break, and you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment about science. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and on Twitter, we have about a million people that pick up my Twitter feeds. And if you want to find out what all the excitement is about, then why not go to my website at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And once again, call 612-564-8135. Ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Armand from Queens, and I listen to ECU. I have a question about Wi-Fi. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you think the Wi-Fi signals are for our brains? All right, thank you very much. Okay.
Okay, you ask a health question, and that is, Wi-Fi, is it bad for our brain? Well, some people think that with all this radiation, these microwave towers going up, with this instantaneous communication, there's a price we pay, and that is we are being irradiated, and some people think that perhaps it's affecting our brain and things like that. Well, let's break it down as to what radiation does to the human body. There are two kinds of ionized radiation, ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. Ionizing radiation is radiation that is, let's say, beyond ultraviolet radiation. Ultraviolet radiation gives you sunburns. Beyond that are X-rays, which can give you cancer. And beyond that is gamma rays, which you find in hydrogen bombs and in the sun. So that's ionizing radiation, radiation that's quite energetic and rips atoms apart, creating ions. These ions, in turn, can create cancer and all sorts of injuries. On the other side, we have, on the electromagnetic scale, non-ionizing radiation. Below red, we have infrared, or heat radiation. Below that, we have radio, microwaves, television. They are non-ionizing. So when you read the textbooks say, don't worry, nothing to worry about, because you cannot rip the atom apart with weak non-ionizing radiation like microwaves and radar. However, people have done studies, epidemiological studies done in Sweden, for example, at the Karolinska Institute, that tried to measure exactly what does a non-ionizing radiation do to the human body. They went to power lines that carry much more radiation than you're going to find in your house, and they calculated the number of lesions that children have as you go farther and farther away from the power lines. They found a correlation, a very weak correlation. They found a slight higher incidence of these lesions as you move closer to the power lines. Now, we're not talking about a cell phone. We're talking about practically living right next to a high voltage power line. But yeah, they found a small effect. Leukemia rates, cancer rates slightly went up. Again, not enough to create a panic. And we're talking about large amounts of microwave radiation, not small amounts. However, there was one story that we think is fake news. One story that went out on the wire services that one person got brain cancer, and the brain cancer was right next to his right ear where he listens to the cell phone, and the tumor was in the shape of a cell phone. Well, I have tried to find verifications of that story. Apparently, it is fake news. So, what do you do? Well, personally, I think that there's no manifest danger, but if you want to be cautious, you should stay away from high voltage lines, stay away from power lines where you can measure the amount of radiation. It's called a Gauss meter. Gauss meters are available at different scientific supply companies, and you can actually measure the amount of microwave radiation in your home. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Lance Rome calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was just wondering, why do we have mountains on Earth? I would think that after so many years of going through space, you know, maybe that mountains would wear down into a perfect sphere, like a rock in a river, smooth out. Is it possible that mountains are from meteors that crashed into Earth long ago and never flattened out throughout time? I'd like to hear your answer. Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question as to why we have mountains. However, let's take a short commercial break first, and then after the break, we're going to talk about mountains, where they come from, how high is Mount Everest, and why is Mount Everest as high as it is. Okay, you are listening to Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to get on national radio, why don't you give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question. Why do we have mountains? I mean, after all, the earth is very old, and mountains wear down with time because of erosion, and so the earth should be perfectly smooth, and yet we have the Rocky Mountains, we have all sorts of mountains in the Himalayas, and the question is why? Well, that's because the earth is still hot in the inside. That causes churning of the interior of the earth, which causes continental drift when plates bump up against each other. For example, why do we have the Himalayan mountains? The Himalayan mountains are there because the subcontinent of India plowed into China, and the buckling of that collision created the Himalayan mountains. That's right. So we're talking about continental drift. We're talking about the fact that the inside of the earth is churning because it's hot. Now the next question is, well, why is it hot? It's hot because it is radioactive. It turns out that 100 years ago there was a debate between physicists and biologists and geologists. The biologists and the geologists said that the earth must be billions of years old to create life and to create mountains and rivers and all the terrain that we see on the earth. The physicists said, bah, humbug. You can calculate that a hot earth would cool off in a few million years, and therefore the inside of the earth should be frozen solid rock, not molten. And therefore the question is, how old is the earth anyway? Well, What solved the debate is Madame Curie. Madame Curie discovered radium, radiation, and radiation gives you hot materials. So the center of the Earth is hot because the center of the Earth has uranium, thorium, radium, and it is hot because radioactive materials have a half-life measured in billions of years. It takes billions of years for a radioactive substance like uranium or thorium to gradually cool down, and that's why the center of the Earth is hot, and the churning effect causes continental drift, which in turn drives much of our mountain ranges. So why do we have mountains? Because the Earth is radioactive in the inside. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Horsey from Fairbanks, Alaska, listening on 970 KSBX. My question is, you know, so I'm going to college right now, and I've always been interested in physics, and I find that I'm interested in geology as well. So I'm looking at pursuing a degree in geophysics. But, you know, I'm in intermediate algebra right now. I've got an A in it, but I really don't understand it. I mean, I understand it enough to take the test, to pass the test. My question to you is, you know, I've got to go up to differential equations and linear algebra, not to mention, you know, calculus 1, 2, and 3. And is it possible for just someone of average intelligence to learn and supply themselves and to make it all the way through from intermediate algebra, you know, through differential equations and linear algebra, and just pursue physics and geology and geophysics? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to shoot myself in the foot by taking something that's just out of my league. But I mean, is there where there's a will, there's a way? I don't know. What do you think? Thank you.
Well, first of all, I like to tell people that the universe is glorious, splendorous, and it excites people's imagination to contemplate the universe and the laws of science. But in order to understand the universe, you have to speak its language. And the language of the universe is mathematics, specifically calculus. And if you want to do physics, let's face it, you're going to have to do calculus. Now, of course, no one is saying you have to use advanced calculus. That's what I do because I work in string theory. I work in Einstein's theory. And for that, you do have to do not just differential equations. You have to have tensor calculus. Tensor calculus in 11-dimensional hyperspace. And that requires about 6 years of calculus. So we're not talking about ordinary differential equations. But for you, as a geophysicist, or you as just a beginning physicist, yes, you have to learn differential equations. That's the language of nature. Sorry about that. If you are a French major and you want to know about French culture, sooner or later, you're going to have to learn the French language and how to conjugate all the French verbs. Sorry about that. You got to pay your dues. And let me also say that, unfortunately, that's why a lot of people drop out. We are born scientists. We're born to understand, to wonder about what makes the stars shine and why does the sun come out. We're born scientists until we hit junior high school. And then we start to lose young scientists left and right because science is made boring. And of course, there's arithmetic that we have to master. There's dues that we have to pay. Sorry about that. So I would recommend that, yes, you have to sit down, buckle down, learn differential equations. But you're not going to have to learn the advanced calculus required for string theory. That you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about differential topology in 11 dimensions. 3 dimensions is fine if you want to become a geophysicist. Okay, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time on Science Fantastic. Once again, join us every week on Science Fantastic as we discover the world of science. And give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And go to my website, mkaku.org, or go to my Twitter account at Michio Kaku, and be one of the 1 million people that get my Twitter feeds. Once again, this is Professor Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.